I have made some decisions recently. For instance, the decision to write another graphic novel. My wife and I talked about it. We prayed about it. I said, humanly speaking, it doesn't feel like I have the time to do this. Now, I'm very good at saying no. But in this particular case, I thought, Lord, I want to do this because I loved doing this. But would you direct me and guide me and my wife as to whether I should do another one? We prayed about it. We brought it to the Lord. And I thought, I want to reach this unreached people group, which to me is like that, that just reads this kind of thing. I also want it to be used in other people's lives and people to come to faith in Christ and many languages and all that. My wife and I were talking. And then my grandson, two grandsons, both 8-year-old, who just love this. One grandson calls me on the phone, calls me on my cell phone and says, okay, Pops, I think I figured out who killed Phineas, who's the rich man. And then he starts giving me stuff. I said, well, I'm not going to tell you. You're just going to have to keep reading. And he gets to the end of it. He calls me and says, oh, you really surprised me. I was just shocked to find out who it is. And we're not even talking about the spiritual stuff, but the spiritual stuff's the main stuff. And then he does mention some things about heaven and hell and gives us depict. Okay, so I say to my wife, if there was no other reason but that my grandsons would like something I wrote, and read something I wrote and want to give it to their friends, that's not a bad reason. And at this point in my life, I don't care nearly as much about what everybody out there thinks as about impacting my own kids and grandkids and caring about what they think. And then I go, okay. My wife goes, I think you should do it. I said, I think I should too. We're just going to have to trust the Lord. So it's risky to take on one more thing than you think you have time for.